Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Roll up, roll up!
It's me tapping with my mouth.
Oh, it's like, okay.
Hey, guys! It's Dottie May, your host at the Humor Experiment podcast, and I'm sitting here with the Mr. Jack Edwards.
Hello. That are also the noises that people make when they meet me.
It's good to have you back.
Yeah, it's good to be back.
Did you miss us?
Yeah, I miss you guys so much.
Now, Jack, I would like to ask you this question. Mm-hmm. Who is the person in your life that gets your sense of humor the best? Like, who's that person that you could just end up on the floor rolling around laughing with?
Ooh, I've got a good mate that I've been around with since high school.
Yep.
But he lives in Western Australia now.
Yeah.
And he's doing a marine biology's master's. Huh. So he gets to spend all his time with whales and sharks. And
wow.
It's just so lovely. But like, I Discord over the internet and everything, computer with him. And we just play games and we just laugh about everything. And
that's great.
Anything. No, it's quite nice. Yeah.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Everybody needs that.
Even if it's like a person really far away.
Yeah, yeah.
You need something like that. Like,
yeah.
Anything will do.
Laughter therapy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Totes. Yeah, I've got a couple of my friends. Actually, yeah, that reminds me of a few of my friends from high school. And we just do the dumbest stuff, making each other laugh. Like, I remember this time when we were like in year 12 and we were standing on the stairwell at high school, like where all the traffic comes through, like to everyone getting to their lockers goes up and down this stairwell after breaks. Mm-hmm. And we'd stand there and freeze and pretend to be statues while people walked past.
Bless. I want to do that.
It was so stupid and funny and hilarious. And look, we were so unsuccessful at it because we just thought it was the funniest thing ever. And probably, to be honest, everybody else would have been thinking those pain in the ass theatre kids. Like, this is not surprising at all. Like, you are theatre kids. This is not.
Oh, such a reputation.
You know what I mean? It's like, it'd be.
It's like, oh, it's so predictable. Don't look now. It's the theater kids. Just don't give them attention. That's all they want. They want attention and that's it.
But it was so funny because we would freeze and it was just the struggle of like being judged for being complete weirdos and having people be so confused. That was so funny. We would laugh so hard. It was very good. It was very good times. I think you create some really like rich humor bonds in high school.
Oh,
and as
definitely.
A kid, you know, as a younger person, they're like, yeah, it's like set for life. Yes. So if you had to be, cause I've been thinking about vaudeville now because we had a talk about Buster Keaton.
Yeah.
If you could have any vaudeville show with any budget, there was nothing that you couldn't do. Skills unlimited, unlimited resources. Go to town. Tell us what the ultimate Jack Edwards vaudeville show is.
All right. Firstly, the budget will be so small because with a smaller budget, I find that people tend to get more creative with their choices.
Get real.
I mean, try to get more creative. I mean, some people have that. I love that random scream at the end.
That's exactly what it feels like sometimes if you have too many choices.
Well, okay.
Should we check in again on what that feels like? That's so, like, that's like the perfect depiction.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, I get that.
Should we just listen to it again? Just
one more time. Yeah, one more time.
Really relate. Yeah.
Yep. No, no, that's perfect. That's,
I think
that's
we all right understand.
Around. Yeah, we definitely do.
Small budget.
Small budget. This would be set in space.
I thought you were going to say Spain.
I mean,
rain Spanish, in Spain falls Spanish, mainly on a plane.
Spanish space, if you want.
In space.
In space.
Groovy.
And
could be hard for people to get there.
I mean,
just for one show, you know?
You know, I wouldn't film it in space, though.
What?
You know, just like the moon landing, I wouldn't film it actually on the moon. Oof. no. Wow! What is that look you're giving me? That's not fun. That's a scary look. Ha ha. Ah. Love you.
I'm just sitting in the discomfort, man.
Oh, no, it's so beautiful.
It's just comedy.
It is comedy. It really is. Yeah. It's frighteningly funny to me.
I can tell that you're frightened. I feel like I should quit.
No.
But I won't. Gonna keep making people feel awkward. What about, what else do we need for this act? What else is happening?
So I'm thinking, I'm imagining asteroid field because that's the go-to for space.
Is that
space.
Like AstroTurf?
Yeah. It's quite like that, but it's more in space.
Not flying around.
Oh, no, no. It's just floating around, really.
What is it?
Floating around.
What is it, though?
Just space, rocks.
So it kind of is like AstroTurf. Kind
of, yeah. Just not doing the thing that you said it is.
Mm.
Doing the thing I said it is.
Okay.
Because I'm the producer.
That makes all the difference.
It makes so much difference.
Fair.
You best believe your butt.
That sounds like a really good show.
Yeah, no. I haven't even told you the story yet.
Yeah, so what are you actually doing in the show?
The show. So basically.
Are you going to do something?
Yeah, definitely.
You sure?
Why wouldn't I
do something? Well, because you don't have to.
No, but I would want to.
You don't feel forced to do anything.
No, but are you forcing me not to do anything?
Just chill.
Okay, so you want my show, right? This is what Dottie wants my show to be. Dottie wants my show to be like, space. Welcome to the vast majority of space.
Yeah, this is in alignment with my visions.
But... Okay. Space.
Oh, yeah.
Or is it space?
Space.
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 But, like, really chill.
Yep.
Really
that's quiet. What it's like. It's space. Space.
It's space. It's empty. It's like the vacuum. Dubstep. Go.
It's a space step. Space step. Space step. Was the best thing I've ever done in my whole life.
Yeah, wow, that was
I
amazing.
Can die now. Okay.
In space.
I'm really glad to hear about your show.
Yeah. It's going to kick off. It's going to fly to the moon.
I think it's really going to take people on a journey and make a difference.
Yeah. No, I think so too.
Even though we don't know what you're doing.
Well, Dottie wants me to do nothing.
Mm.
So I think if Dottie represents most of the audience and the majority of people out there.
Oh, don't be like that, Jack. Nothing. I mean, you've got to have the final say. It's your show.
But I mean, like, you've got the 800 listeners and I've got the not even that on Instagram. How many?
Oh, me neither. They don't follow me on Instagram.
Oh.
They don't want to know me. They just want to listen.
It sounds beautiful. Why can I sign up to do this?
It's the essence of every healthy relationship.
Why can I sign up to do this?
You don't want to know people, okay? You just want to connect with them. Ain't that the truth?
Yeah, that's
a deep truism right there.
That is actually like pretty true.
Because when you think you know people, do you really know them? You don't know them. You don't know them. But if you just listen, you might learn something. And then you'll think you'll know something, but you don't. So you should just listen again.
What?
I just blew your mind.
That's the sound we're going to use on the show for the asteroids hitting our ship.
Now, what do you think this sound could be? There's like three or four parts in it, isn't
yeah.
there?
Yeah.
So what's this? That's a chicken, right? That's a bomb.
Wait, did you say a bong or a bomb?
Either or. Let's listen again. Chicken or door.
Okay, I'm seeing pump, like a little squishy, like, you know, like a, what's it called? The trumpet pump thing.
I don't know, but that's a wicked
really
name for something.
Bad.
Trumpet pump.
Trumpet
sounds
pump.
Like a...
like a white person.
A funky sex toy.
Oh, I mean, that too. Yeah.
Trumpet pump.
Kids. No, not even kids.
I'll bring the kids into this. Save the children. One more time.
Get your trumpet pumping today. And then that's the sound of someone using said item.
Oh, no. Oh, it's a dark toy. It's a very dark toy. Now, we're going to finish on an improvisation.
Oh, yes.
Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Are you ready?
I can't do that, but yes.
Are you ready?
Ready. I can't roll my R's.
Your R's.
My R's.
My R's are R's.
I can't roll my R's.
Okay. Look, I'm going to play the villain. You. I'm going to play the damsel.
Oh, yes.
Well done. I just knew you were going to be ready for this role.
I'm flattered.
I knew you were going to be ready to take the leap. So I'm going to begin shooting.
Oh, my arm. You shot my arm. I'm a pilot.
I was going to say we're going to begin shooting the silent film. Oh, okay. And then I thought about that and I was like, that is not going to work for a podcast. Silent. Silent's not going to work. So we might have to put sound in there. We might have to make sounds. You're the damsel. I'm the villain.
Oh, bye.
Gonna tie you up to the train track.
Oh, no.
Let's begin.
All right, Bill, turn him over. Speed. Quiet, everybody. Action.
Oh, help, help. I'm being captured.
Stop talking. I'm gonna lower my voice.
Oh, dear.
Stop talking.
Oh, dear, I'm so scared.
Don't talk. Or else you will die. Get on the train track. Here is the rope that I'm tying around your arms. And the train track.
My pirate.
No, I'm not. You ask me, am I a pirate? I'm definitely not a pirate. I'm a villain.
She wriggles her head in fear.
Don't look at me that way, girl. I am a villain.
She looks away in fear.
Can you scream some more, damsel? Can you hear that? That's the train coming. Nobody will save you now.
No,
goodbye.
Save me. Wait. Come back.
I am your charming prince, and I've come to your rescue, sweet damsel.
Oh, please.
I'm untying the ropes.
Oh.
Oh. Sane.
All right, Bill, turn him over. Speed. Quiet, everybody! Action!
Did she just die? Nobody knows. Nobody knows what happened just now.
I love how you're like, oh yeah, we're not gonna do this. We have sound effects. And you're like, don't speak. And I'm like, oh dear. I shouldn't speak because I'm being a character.
Oh dear.
Oh dear.
Oh, gotcha. Look, this is an experiment. I never told you it was gonna be good. Your own fault.
Oh no. That's a good Wicked Witch impression.
I'm a very good witch.
It's
my night job.
Can you? Okay, so.
Do you want another one?
You're asking the questions, but can I ask a question or two?
Totally, bro.
All right, cool. What's your favorite? What's your what impressions can you. What impressions can you. What impressions can you do?
Okay, well, that was called the gargle.
Yeah, no, it was really nice. It was very original.
I probably can do the Wicked Witch.
Yeah.
I'll get you, my pretty, and your little dog, too.
Ah! Jeez, that was fantastic. That was really good.
Yay.
Dang.
I haven't even practiced that one.
That one. Oh, so there's more in this bundle. Okay.
No, I don't think I've practiced any. Oh, it's such a hard one to wing. Do you have some impressions up your sleeve?
I've got a few. I've got a few.
I liked your Robert De Niro.
I think that was kind of bad.
No, whip it out. Whip it out.
How did I do it? How did I? Oh, no, that was going age. You get the. No,
you got to feel your way into it.
You got to feel your way into it. No, I sound like Christopher Walken. You kept it.
Christopher Walken.
Christopher Walken.
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 Hey, you're walking it. Nope. I always go into a
New York.
New York woman.
And I always do the same thing.
I go to
We talk about New York and I go straight there. New York.
It's all where everything's happening.
Jimmy the snitch. I don't know why I'd say that. I don't know why I'd say I'm a snitch, but. But if I can do a really good impression.
Ow! No, that was me trying to do James Brown.
The one that every guy I know can do is the Batman voice.
What's a Batman voice?
I'm Batman. Where is he?
I can do Elvis. Not Elvis. No, sorry.
Oh, no, you got me excited.
What's a... all the body in the wholesale block. Dance to the jam, that's rock. Whatever, I sat on the phone. I sat on the phone. Dry trombone.
You sat on the phone, dry trombone. Great, we should get you to write lyrics or office, you know, the next silver. So thank you very much.
Wait.
Love, love, me tender, love me sweet.
That's pretty good.
All my dreams fulfilled. Oh, I love terrible. That. That song actually brings a tear to my eye every time
it's
I
beautiful.
Hear it. You know, it's a really beautiful song. I remember like in bed, just like, I was after a breakup. It was my go-to breakup song, was that song. And it was like sad.
No.
But it was really
good. You're having too many breakups when you've decided on a song.
Yeah. You're just like, this is my breakup song.
You're like, this is the way it is now. We do this on the reg. This is monthly.
It's like, you don't have breakup songs. You have a breakup playlist.
That's when you know it's dire.
Oh, God, yeah.
What about... you know what? We're going to have to practice our impressions and we're going to have to come back because there's a lot of fun to be had.
There's always a lot of fun to be had.
What other impressions do you have? Do you have anything else you can whip out today?
Let me think. Oh, yes, Louise. I'm trying to think. I'm just going through my repertoire of songs and people and things. I used to do this really good one. I'm just trying to remember what it was. Wait.
Oh, I remembered one too. Okay, I've got an Alvin and the Chipmunks.
Oh my gosh,
that's what I meant
please.
To say.
Do it, do it.
If I walk up on the shoulder, pull the ring on up. If I walk up on the shoulder, pull the ring on up. Oh, 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 oh. Don't treat me to the queen of the world. I'm not the kind of girl. Your love is what I deserve, what I prefer.
Okay, no, okay. One, you can sing. Like, I'm hearing, like, you have some. You have training in
look,
there.
Look, I can be a chipmunk from time to time. It's known to you, it's a thing that happens. I can't control it. What am I going to say? I actually have to give shout out to my sister for that one.
Yeah.
She was original Lilo. Like, no, Stitch. She knew how to do the.
Yeah, no, I was going to
like
say
the
that.
Stitch
yeah,
voice.
Yeah.
And then I had way too much time on my hands as a grown woman after I graduated from art school and needed something to do. So I was like, you teach me how to do the voice. And I practiced for days.
I'm still trying to learn how to do the Kermit voice.
Oh, yeah.
Because the Kermit voice is like the iconic voice you go to for voice acting, I think.
You do Kermit and I'll do Miss Piggy and we'll do another ep down the track.
Okay.
Deal?
Yeah, I'll have to learn.
Yeah.
Hey, Miss Piggy. Wait, no.
Oh yeah, you're on your way.
I'm on my way.
I can hear.
Miss Piggy. Wait, no, my voice I can do. It's like the Stephen Hawking.
Yeah.
Which is a weird one.
Okay.
Because you have to, like, the way I learned how to do this, it's like you have to talk, like, inwards.
Okay.
Oh, you talk like this. I'm Stephen Hawking. Hello. And it's like...
You gotta talk inwards.
Stephen Hawking voice. Hello. Party. My name is Jack.
Hi.
You're listening to the Humor Experiment.
Podcast.
Podcast. Lois.
I am going to say goodbye.
Oh, Peter.
Thank you so much for coming on the show. Now I'm going somewhere between a witch and a woman in New York. A crazy woman. Woman. All right. I'm going to say goodbye. You had something you wanted to plug before we skedaddle.
Oh, yes. There's a show that's coming up.
Yeah.
At Metro Arts. Well, it's out tonight on, I think it's till the 10th or the 11th of August.
Oh, shoot. This isn't going to be out by then.
No. Oh, dang it. What?
You missed it.
Oh, okay, man.
We told you like 2 minutes ago and you missed it.
Okay. I've got an Instagram and that's pretty much it.
Yeah.
Okay.
We're following Jack Edwards on Instagram.
You wanna hear it?
Yeah, I'm gonna follow you right now.
Oh, bless. I think I started following you.
So I'm guessing it's Jack Edwards.
I mean, it's _ Jack Owen.
Okay, so _
Jack. J S C K.
Yeah.
I've used a zero because the O was taken.
What? So yeah. Jack, and then I write what?
Zero.
Zero.
W-E-N.
W-E-N. Oh, we gotcha.
It's got a little picture of SpongeBob looking through a window very awkwardly.
Oh, I like it. Groovy. Yeah. Awesome. And if you guys haven't already followed, you know what? I was talking nonsense before. You can totally follow the Humor Experiment on Instagram. I would love that. I'd love if you knew me / the Humor Experiment. You know what I mean?
Yep.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you can listen and you can know us as well. And you can watch the story, see updates. You can contribute. I want the chats to get going, you know? Like, send me your funny stories, or if something makes you laugh, let me know. Or if you hate something, let me know. Look, I'm ready for criticism.
Or
just
like,
go down. It'll be great.
Like a comic question or something. Can they, like, send you, like, questions?
Yeah. You guys, like, you can send me questions. You can tell me your funny stories. Like, I will share stuff. Like, if you want some, like, bit of, you know, love and attention, am I right? You can just send funny shit my way. I will share it on the episodes, and then you'll have like 800 people listening to your hilarity, you know? And then they should comment on that as well. Like, let's just get the good vibes flowing. Let's get the humor alcohol flowing.
Yeah.
So, like, not actual alcohol, but
just
you know,
this podcast is
like
the
humor. Like, I think humor is a form of alcohol.
I mean, it is. It makes
but
people laugh
saying,
like
yeah,
alcohol.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Also, really cool thing. So, do you post videos on your Instagram?
We post random stuff. Mixed media.
I'll do a dance.
Yes, I will post that. If you do it, I will post that. We will post. Can you add in some ha-has?
Yeah.
For us?
Yeah.
Into your robot shtick? Actually, there was some good ha-has in your robot shtick already. It's just coming back to me. Oh, you're having trouble breathing there.
I'm not having trouble breathing.
Oh, sorry. Okay. Okay, listeners. Well, we have to go now. I hate this time. I hate goodbyes. I'm terrible at it. Should we sing a goodbye song?
I think we should sing a goodbye song.
Goodbye.
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 Goodbye. Dubstep.
deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.